21 past 7 on the ABC. Now, I was driving down the road yesterday, down to the Den of Dunargan, between Sale and Bairnsdale, when running towards me on the highway was a man running along with what looked like a flame torch. I thought, what the hell? Anyway, on the way back, going through Stratford, I discovered that there was a group of these runners and asked a couple of them to come in and have a chat to us here at ABC Gippsland, and I'll let them tell you what they're running for. Welcome to ABC Gippsland. I've got four of you in the studio this morning. We'll start with you, Colm. Colm McGee from Ireland, how are you going?
Hi, good morning.
Tell us a bit about why you're running, and it's World Harmony Run, and you're running around the world. Tell us a bit about why that is.
That's correct. So we're traveling this year all around the continent of Australia, and the idea behind the run is purely about bringing people together. So the run is called the World Harmony Run, and it's all about connecting people from different backgrounds, different cultures and different communities, and bringing people together, because we believe that everyone has the same good qualities, and we find this when we run throughout the country and when we meet all the different people from different towns, different cities, and we really find that everyone has good qualities within them, and we see, like, we realise that, you know, there's goodness in all people, especially the people we meet on the road while we're running. And so this is something we try to share. You know, we try to take the inspiration we get when we meet people, all these joyful people like yourself we met on the road, full of joy. And we try to carry this onwards, you know, as we run on the road. So this is the message of the run, about bringing people together in harmony.
Mm. Now, Runa, you're from Iceland.
Yep.
What got you started in the run, personally? Actually, how did you hear about it?
Well, it started for me in 1987. The run was started by Sri Chinmoy, mm-hmm. who worked tirelessly for the UN, a peace dreamer and a peace lover. And this run started in 1987, and it came to my school, and I was only 9 years old. And I was living in the, you know, westest point of Iceland. It was, like, amazing to get something like this. So we ran with them, like a group of children, to the next town. It was about 80k away, but it's a relay also.
Yeah.
So it just started something in me, and 21 years later, I'm running in Australia.
Was it your dream ever since that day when you were 9 years old to give this a go, that I could do that one day?
Well, in a way, it was, yeah. Mm. And I used to do sports a lot, you know, any sports, fields and tracks and running and, you know, and also football, mm. even chess, you know. We did everything, yeah. You know. So, now, yeah.
Is this the first run you've been involved in?
No, I started again in 2005. I ran in Europe. Then 2006, I ran in Europe and North America and Africa and Turkey, okay. And Asia.
Colm, how long has the run been going on?
So the run has been going on now for over 20 years. It was started in 1987, so that's quite some time. It was began in 1987 when the founder, Sri Chinmoy, came up with this idea that you could use something like sport and running to really spread this message and really bring people together. So the run has been running since then, and every year or every 2 years while it's been happening, it's you know, really growing in size. People are really responding to it, because the run is happening simultaneously in North America, South America, Europe and parts of Asia, and now the entire route around Australia. So every time this run happens in a part of the world, it's really beginning to grow, and really people are responding, like, really well to it, you know.
How long does it take you, Runa, to run around the world?
It would take a few years probably.
Yep.
But since we're a group, much shorter. You know, it's like when we talk about world harmony, we also have to have harmony in the team. Mm. And so we try to, you know, change the route in a way that, let's say we have three teams now on the road, and one team takes 50k and running, and another 50 and another 50. So it's easier to get over, you know, everything.
So you've got 100k's to get over it.
Yeah, 150 today, mm. and in the desert we'll have up to 250k. So each member is running from 15 to 20k a day.
Okay.
Which is really nice. Also, yeah. You get, like, physical fitness, plus you know you're spreading something good, spreading harmony and peace. And people are responding really well. And people are waving to us, they're honking the horn. And
I got to carry the torch yesterday. It was fantastic.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And is that normal? Do you get people coming up and saying, can I have a hold?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And a woman from the radio, from a newspaper stopped yesterday, took an interview. I mean, a lot of people are just really finding out also now, because often it's, you know, we try to get on the radio and TV and everything, but it takes time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fear sells more than love and peace.
Yeah, sure. Where do you start in the around the world? What country do you start in, and what does it change for different people?
Actually, the beginning of the run is in New York, and it was started on the 10th of April, and it will also end in April, but the run still continues. Mm. No, in August, I mean. Mm-hmm. And yes, and it's really good because what we do, we visit communities, we visit schools, and talk to children about world harmony and peace. And they really know what it means because they live in that consciousness every day, you know, and they really respond to it. And they sing the song with us, we play games with them, you know, we talk in our own language and have to guess where we're from. And it's really, really nice.
Oh, it must be fun.
Absolutely.
And tell us how your day goes. You have to run 10 to 20K a day. And then you stop, you have something to eat. Where do you stay? Are you camping or are you staying in motels?
We depend entirely on the goodness of people we come in contact with. So we have coordinators in Australia trying to work out our daily route and trying to work out our schedule, which is really difficult. You're trying to coordinate three different teams and how, you know, the logistics of everything. But as regards accommodation and food and everything, we really come in contact with many, many kind people. And the organisers try and arrange, because we are a voluntary organisation, they try and arrange sponsorship for things like accommodation. So say, for example, here last night we were sponsored our accommodation, you know, due to the goodness of the people at the hotel.
Best Western Hotel.
Best Western.
You can't do that, but that's great. Yeah, very nice of them.
Yeah, so basically depend entirely on the kindness of people.
Yeah. Most of the time, a coordinator has already had accommodation for us.
Yeah.
So he just calls us up and tells us where it is, or just emails us all the information.
So your day is like a new adventure every day. You don't know where you're going to be staying. It could be someone's house. It could be in a hotel.
Yeah, it could be like that. Yeah.
And
it's always something new.
Oh, fantastic. And new people. You could be coming on the radio one day. And the next you could be... And what about food and things like that? Is there a special diet that you guys have?
No, we are mainly vegetarians because, I mean, eating meat on the run would be really heavy on the digestive system. Mm. And so we make lunch packs in the morning and we have our breakfast. And then at dinner we actually try to rely on restaurants or we cook ourselves.
If people see you running on the road, what do you tell them that they should do? Beat your horn and say hello, or
absolutely.
Pull over and say, hey, can I have a hold of the torch?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we try.
And they can get a photograph with them if they have cameras, you know, holding the torch.
And you'll be running to Warragul today, I understand.
That's right, yeah.
And talking in a few schools around the area.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah, we're visiting.
We're meeting mayors and, you know, dignitaries from, you know, wherever. Yeah. Presidents have held the torches, so,
yeah. Yeah, wow. Well, I wish you well, and maybe if people see you out on the road today, they can give a toot or pull over and say hello, because there's support vans as well. And I wish you well on your trip around the world.
Absolutely.
Good on you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. No problem. That is Colin McGee and Runa Gigi from Iceland and Ireland, not in that order. But they're running around the world as part of World Harmony Run.